USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The Trump administration remains upbeat about the prospect of denuclearization of North Korea and the progress that's happening, but U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley says sanctions must continue.
We can't do one thing until we see North Korea respond to their promise to denuclearize. We have to see some sort of action.
At the U.N., there's a tug of war with Russia and China about easing sanctions. Haley says North Korea is in breach of sanctions that cap the transfers of refined petroleum products at 500,000 barrels a year. Republican member of the House Armed Services Committee Jeff Banks tells Fox News President Trump's invitation to have Russian President Putin come to the White House sends the right signal.
Having a president in the White House who understands the role of strength and to continue these discussions and negotiations about a way to repair a broken relationship.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
President Trump's attorney Rudy Giuliani tells the New York Times a recording in September of 2016 of Trump discussing payments to a former Playboy model is powerful exculpatory evidence. The tape was reportedly seized by the FBI earlier this year. Sources say the payment never happened. 2 months before the election, Michael Cohen recorded Trump without his knowledge talking about paying the publisher of the National Enquirer for an interview with Playboy model Karen McDougal, who claimed she had an affair with Trump a decade earlier. Trump denies the affair. Houston police investigating the death of a little boy Thursday evening. 3-year-old Raymond Pryor found inside a sweltering daycare bus 4 hours after his group got back from an outing. Houston Assistant Police Chief Bobby Dobbins.
It's tragic that children are left in their vehicles, especially in the heat of the summer.
Police say this daycare has a history of violations and they'll present charges to the DA. Missouri Mayor Karen Bass confirms one of the 17 people killed in the duck boat accident in the Ozarks was the driver, Bob Williams, known to the community as Captain Bob. Bass says Williams was a great ambassador for Branson. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and South Korea's foreign minister have briefed the United Nations Security Council on the current status of the North Korea denuclearization effort. After that meeting at a press availability, Pompeo was asked about reported talks concerning Syrian refugees between President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin.
The president shared with me the conversations that they'd had. It is important to the world that at the right time, through a voluntary mechanism, these refugees are able to return to their home country. It's what we've all been working on.
The plan is to return 1.7 million Syrian refugees to their homeland. One branch of the U.S. military is facing a hairy challenge from some of its personnel. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
After last week, women in the Navy were told they can wear ponytails, lock styles, and wider hair buns. Many male members of that branch of the U.S. military now say they want to wear beards. Many started immediately calling for such a change on social media. Beards were banned in 1984. The Navy saying it wanted professional-looking sailors, but also sailors who could wear firefighting masks and other breathing apparatus without the interference of facial hair. And a spokesman for the Chief of Naval Personnel says that remains unchanged, so the no-beards policy will likely stay unchanged as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
James Gunn was fired Friday as director of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 because of old tweets that recently emerged where he joked about subjects like pedophilia and rape. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.